Everybody, check out this this art this tweet from Gold Telegraph. I'll find the original article. This is nice, but the problem with Gold Telegraph is they don't always put links to the real article, so you have to assume that these guys are right. But actually, they actually do some good stuff here. But I like the real article, the real meat of the matter. It's probably on a Russian piece. I'll get it later. But let me comment on this, as this is really important here. So the London Metal Exchange told members it will nearly double the size of its clearinghouse default fund. Grab popcorn. Well, let's interpret this here. Let's put this in plain English. That's what makes Silver Is Money an awesome channel here. I will interpret this for you in plain stupid English here. And it is 11:12 in the morning, March 25th. It's Friday, TGIF Friday. And for those of you that don't know what TGIF is, thank God it's Friday. What they're saying is this: we're going to put more cash in the default fund because we're going to default. In fact, we're going to double our default fund because we're going to double default here. And what does that mean, John? Default. What does that mean? That means if you have $10 million of silver in there or gold. And by the way, this is a speculative illustration. What I'm telling you, it is not real. I'm making this up. Okay, it's a hypothetical illusion right now. This is pure fairy tale story I'm going to tell you right now. So here's the fairy tale story. Let's say you have $10 million in gold or silver at the London Metal Exchange. 10 mil, let's say gold. 10, I got 10 million of gold at the London Metal Exchange. And gold goes up, let's say 500 bucks. Okay, it goes from $2,000 to $2,500, which was a 20% move in gold. And all of a sudden, they don't have the metal. And all of a sudden, everyone says, "I want my gold. Deliver my gold now, 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 now. I want my gold from the vault. I want my gold from the vault." And then they call you up and say, "Let me put you on hold, sir." "All right, we're back. Well, we just want to let you know that someone's going to call you back with some news about." "Whoa, what do you mean, call me back? I want my gold right now." This is why I'm really critical, very cynical, and very suspicious of all storage. I'm very, very careful about this. I probably take the most amount of risk in the stock market, but I'm probably the most conservative guy you'll ever meet when it comes to this stuff, simply because I have experience in areas that would really be surprising. Yes. So that being said, the guy says, "Where's my gold? Where's my gold? Where's my gold? I want my 10. By the way, my $10 million of gold, it is up 20%. So I want my $12 million valuation in gold." And they say, "We know what, we have news for you. We're going to give you back your original investment of $10 million, and you're going to have to go buy your gold yourself. Get it somewhere else." "What do you mean?" Or they might say, "We're going to give you $12 million, sir. We respect you so much. We're going to give you $12 million, and that's what gold is worth right now." And of course, if you're the fairy tale gold owner, the fairy tale gold owner says, "That's bullshit. That's fiat. That's toilet paper with ink on it. You're giving me fiat. I invested in gold. You're the London Metal Exchange." "Well, sorry, sir. You didn't see the tweet? It says members will nearly double the size of the clearinghouse default fund." "Right, I do. I did see that." Well, the next phase is this fairy tale comment: "Well, obviously, you are not subscribed to Silver is Money on Telegram."